Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and a Zoom call out to Philly. If you were at Porch Fest, you might have got a signed copy of On Perks or heard Durag and the Deer Tag with Mike Rainey, man. What's going on?
Alan, what's happening, buddy? It's good to talk to you again.
Man, I appreciate you coming back on, man. I really wanted to just do a little recap on the weekend, man. I don't know how it could have went any better.
For real, yep.
We were a couple of days out, man, and Mark was sitting at Munson Brothers at the bar with Robert, the guy that has that sweet Airbnb that y'all are in.
Yeah.
And he looked up, he saw the flyer, and he's like, "What is that?" And Mark told him, he's like, "Oh, it's my buddy's music festival, and he's flying these four comedians down from Philadelphia. And, well, he's actually trying to figure out where he's going to put them. I think he's got a hotel, but we're not sure." And that guy was like, "I got an Airbnb." And he sent Mark the link. And Mark texted me. He's like, "Check this out." I was like, "Okay." Well, I don't think they're going to go for it because Naeem or somebody had a weird experience one time. And I don't know if that Robert guy is going to be staying. I don't know what the deal is. He's like, "No, they'll have the house to themselves." And I pulled it up and I was like, "Oh, yeah. They got to stay there."
Yeah, it was perfect, man. It was so nice to be able to wake up to a lake every day.
I couldn't imagine.
Dude, my only regret, and I imagine it's out there to scare away like animals or something, but there was like a little boy doll in a chair out by the water. And I was like, all right, one of these nights when everybody else goes to bed, I got to bring it up close to the house and have it face the house so everybody sees it when they first wake up. But I forgot about it the last night we were there, and I think we're going to have to go back and stay again just so I can do that.
Yeah, definitely, man.
But and, yeah, the place was incredible, man. And the first day when we got there, it was raining. But then like after a few hours of us being there, the sun came out, it got warmer, and it was just heaven, man.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a better weekend. It had rained all that week up till Thursday, that point where you're talking about. And then, man, what a weekend.
It really was, man.
It's perfect. And then with the car, man, I was freaking out about the car. I had a buddy of mine. They were going to let me borrow a car. And, well, it turns out they were going to have it that weekend. And I was like, "Well, shit, everything keeps falling apart on me. What am I going to do?" And I was like, "Well, I don't want this to be some kind of a weird hostage situation. I'm going to get them a rental. That way they can do what they want to do."
Yeah, man. We made use of it. We really had a blast in Mississippi, man. And we drove to Alabama the one day, and everywhere we went, we had the time of our lives because it's just a total welcome change of pace for us, man. We're just used to Northeast hostility, aggression, and just people honking at you constantly. And just to be able to come down to Columbus and into Alabama and just enjoy a different change of pace where people are chill, people are kinder, everybody's welcoming, man, it was much needed.
Yeah, man, it was. I was a little worried because I kept hearing Naeem say he was worried he was going to get hung, and I was like, man, I was like, what the hell are they teaching y'all in school up there?
Yeah. Well, dude, yeah. It's. I mean that was my first time in Mississippi, and I honestly didn't know what to expect, man. I had some preconceived notions, and it was just everybody went above and beyond to make us feel comfortable. And it was heaven, man. I feel like I have a happiness hangover a week later because it was just such a fun, chill experience for us.
We had our open mic last night, and that was the first event that we had done since Porch Fest. And I was standing outside with a couple of the guys before it got going, and I was like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm still like a little hungover from, I'm still reeling from this past weekend. It seemed like every act they were on their A game. Y'all did a great job. And I think it was great, man. I think y'all probably picked up a couple followers from around here. And I think it's everybody won this weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. There's so many people that have either followed me or friended me on social media that I had interactions with at Porch Fest, man. And it's nice to connect. It felt like kind of like summer camp where, you know, it only lasts for a short period of time, but when it's done, you don't want it to end. And I was like, all right, well, it's going to be good to be able to keep in contact with these people and then just gear it up for the next time, because I really look forward to coming back.
Yeah, man. And we're definitely gonna have to get on that. Man, before we move on, like, Thursday night, we went out, to Huck's place to have steaks. And, I really wanted y'all to meet Jake, and, that couldn't have went any better. Cause I knew that, you know, y'all were all into, MMA and, just the, combat sports. And I was like, well, Jake, come out and have a steak with us. And, I mean, y'all ended up going to the Possum Town Throwdown. That was a nice little treat.
Dude, yeah, Jake's the man. Tyler's the man. Wes, everybody that we met at that dinner was so cool and so funny. And it was, yeah, we got to spend a lot of time with Jake, and we got to get our asses whipped by Jake on the mat. And then we got to go to the Possum Town Throwdown, which was, I mean, we could have never expected like what we were walking into, and to just see how much fun that was. I mean, that's right up all of our alley, man. And to be able to do that and then go right from that to Porch Fest and have everybody be as cool as they were at Porch Fest for that second night, man, it was just, I just didn't want it to end. And it was a bummer that we had to leave the next day, because, you know, I could have stayed another week.
Man, caught that red eye in Denver. I wasn't expecting that for y'all.
Yeah, you know what? It ended up being fun, because we ended up, we got a rental car for the day. We drove out to Red Rocks, which I always wanted to visit. And it's a beautiful venue. You ever been there?
I have not, man. That's on a bucket list. Like, that is somewhere where I want to, like, catch my favorite band, you know?
Dude, it's amazing, because, you know, they kind of let you have the run of the place. And I don't know if you're supposed to go on the stage, but the gate was open to go on the stage. So we got to hang out on the stage at Red Rocks. And it was a beautiful day. It was warm. It was sunny. And Drew had tweeted out that we were hanging out in the city. So a handful of people that listened to our podcast came out and joined us in the city. And we rented scooters. We drove around. We walked around. We got food together. And then we capped off the day by visiting Red Rocks, man. And it was just an incredible experience and a really nice way to end the week.
So, I mean, was that your first time out in Denver altogether? Or?
No, I had been there once before. I took my daughters out there for a concert. And there's this really beautiful park that overlooks Red Rocks. I think it's called Forsberg Park. So my girls and I had gone to Forsberg Park, and I was like, oh man, we got to get up there to Red Rocks one day. And I regretted not going that day with them. But because we had the time this time, I was glad I got to go out and do it, because, I mean, Denver is really beautiful, man. It's just, you know, it's, America is such a beautiful place, man. And it's like, I feel like we kind of get, you know, kind of sour just living in the Northeast, and we're kind of, you know, there's so much congestion and so many people like concentrate in such a small area, that anytime I get out and get to explore, whether it's, you know, in Mississippi, Alabama, you know, out in Colorado, I got to take a road trip to Nevada, Northern California this year. There are so many beautiful places in this country, and it really is, you know, a much different way of life than what we're accustomed to on a day-to-day basis here in the Northeast.
Yeah, I know, man. We had talked about it on the way back to the airport, just like things looking forward to, whether, you know, going to see any bands over the summer or whatever else. And I think that's the thing. That's the move for me this year, is I just want to travel more. Yeah. You know, I want to get up there and hang out with y'all on a weekend, maybe catch an Eagles game or something. I want to go get out west. I mean, because like you said, man, like Alabama's called Alabama the Beautiful, and I believe it is for a reason. But it seems like anytime I get to go down to Florida or another state, it's like going to a brand new country almost.
I know, dude. Yeah, and it's, you know, and people visiting where we're at in Philly, I imagine they could have like a similar experience, because we're used to it, so we get kind of soured by it. However, at the same time, like, I do miss it when I'm away for it for a while. And I know that, like, if people come in that have never seen it before or that aren't here normally, there is so much fun stuff to do. And there are a ton of kind people up here. So it's like, you can have a really good experience here.
Yeah, man. It was, you know, Friday before Porch Fest had kicked off, I was going out for lunch with my buddy Cole, and y'all just so happened to be on MSU campus. Mm-hmm. And while we were waiting on y'all to show up, I was like, yeah, they're touring of MSU. And I think Drew, when y'all walked in, he's like, it's cool to see that SEC money. He was like, Syracuse is a nice campus, but man, y'all have got beautiful campuses down here. And then I think Cole brought it up. He was like, A Day is tomorrow. And I was like,
Yeah, man.
oh gosh, you ought to go. I mean, how many
Yeah, man.
chances are you gonna get to go to Bryant-Denny? I mean, Alabama's playing themselves, but I mean, that's iconic.
Dude, it was nuts, man, because I mean I grew up just watching like all these SEC teams on TV. And when I was a kid, we really didn't get to travel many different places. So, when you watch TV, you start to develop like these own like far off fantasies about visiting these places and about what they are and about all the people there. And I'm 45 now, and there's still so many places I haven't gotten to. And I had that built up in my head, like, oh man, like it would be so cool to visit there one day. And for that, just on a whim to become a reality, that like, we got there. And dude, even though it was the spring game, there was like 50,000 people there. And driving in, we got to have the experience of all the people just decked out in the Tide gear, just walking to the game, just having a good time, just getting to experience this in preparation for the actual season coming up a few months down the line. It was just an unexpected treat, man, and I'm glad we got to it.
I mean that whole culture, man. I was raised in it, man. My dad got a season tickets almost 25 years ago, so we practically just grew up in Bryant-Denny. Even with the dark ages before Saban stepped in, and like everybody's kind of curious how the new coach is going to do. And I was like, well, you're going to finally see who the real fans are, because all these the bandwagon that's going to finally fall off. I'm sure they'll go get them a Georgia jersey or whatever else. And things will move on the way that they always have. But man, Tuscaloosa is such a special place. Did y'all get some barbecue while y'all were over there?
We did. We went to Dreamland, and it was,
Good choice.
and we got a bunch of different things, and everything we had was incredible. And yeah, it was me, Drew, Naeem, and Rob. And they give you a complimentary plate of fresh white bread with their barbecue sauce. And we all started tearing into it, except for Naeem. I was like, Naeem, do you want some? He said, no. He's like, no, I can't eat that. That's slave food. So we're like, dude, we'll cover you so people don't see you eating this if that's what you want. But he's like, no, I'll just wait for my food, man. But
I
yeah, it was
figured
incredible, man.
it. I figured it might have been a Muslim thing.
But it was incredible, man. And it's just like one of those things where I think, it wasn't even crowded. There were some people in there, but to me, it might have been the best barbecue I've ever had. And I just couldn't imagine like having that on a regular basis, man. But we ran into that everywhere we went. The food was great. The food at Huck's was incredible, man. And just anywhere we went, it was the best.
Yeah, man. Like, I had no idea what y'all's expectations was, and so like, just to be able to put this weekend together and get y'all down here, and I mean, 'cause man, I remember like when I had you on the podcast months ago, and I had just kind of put that bug in your ear, and I was starting to plan and talk with Mark about like how could we possibly pull this off, and like let's get some good food, and then like. Looking around other events that were going to be happening in Columbus that weekend. Oh yeah, we got to get them over there at the Possum Town Throwdown. And it's you just that was like Columbus at its finest. You had the music and art festival, and thank y'all for bringing the comedy. And then you had my goodness, you had this huge chick fighting the skinniest girl you ever saw in your life, and.
Oh, it was great, man. Dude, everything was great. Like, we showed up to the Possum Town Throwdown, and the logo that they have for it might be the coolest logo I've ever seen for anything. And they had a table set up with shirts for the event that had the shirts had the Possum Town Throwdown logo. And this little boy was selling them. And I ended up buying three t-shirts. I was like, all right, let me get one for myself. Then I was like, all right, let me get one for Butterly. Then I was like, all right, let me just buy one extra one. By the third time I went back, the little boy that was selling the t-shirts, he's like trying to pick up the shirt with his hands and then trying to like use his thumbs to pick it up. I was like, you all right, man? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, I just been eating hot dogs and I'm trying not to get any hot dog juice on your shirt.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I saw you gifted Tim on Dad Meat the other day with the shirt.
Yeah,
Very
man.
appropriate, man. I wanted to go ahead and start talking to this thing into existence, put it on the vision board, whatever else. I liked your idea of getting 20, 25 of Philly comedians to come down, and I'll start scheming up the venue. But like, I just wanted to put it on the record on this podcast, man. Like, what do you have in mind? Like, what could we do better to better facilitate that?
Bro, I mean, the amount of planning and preparation and execution that you exhibited, I think was better than anything that I've ever experienced with any large scale event like you had. So I think, you know, if we put together like a comedy event similar to what you did with all the music that you put together for Porch Fest, I think it would be incredible, man, because I know there's a ton of guys here that would love to come down and have the same experience that Drew, Naeem, and Rob and I did. And, you know, we could have fun anywhere, but I know that if we were able to come down to Columbus and just experience that in the way that we did, I think us being as happy as we were, you know, it kind of fueled the fire to kind of like get this going. And I want other people to feel like what we experienced when we were down there. So I think, you know, just getting a bunch of our guys down there to be like, look, man, this is the coolest place, and it might not be a, it's a place that might be off the beaten path a little bit than what we're used to, but I promise you, when you get down there, people are going to enjoy it, and you're going to enjoy the place just like we did.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just like reeling, like if Butterly or Gillespie or man Ryan Foster, Shaner, I mean,
Oh yeah,
just
everybody, I
my
guarantee it.
goodness, you know. And on top of that, I mean, since Porch Fest is has ended, man, we were talking about it last night. Just my goodness, like people have continued to write, text, and even in person, it's like, man, thank you so much for bringing comedy here. Like, we never get that. And I think we saw that, man. We had like people drive 2, 3 hours. It's like we don't have a venue for this. And so I would love to be able to facilitate that and give Mississippi some a comedy festival, if that's what it is. If Porch Fest next year is 90% comedy and 10% music, I'm down with that.
Yeah, dude, and I know that all the guys that we associate with would be in heaven down there, man. And it's guys that I view as like the upper echelon of people that I think are funny, that just so happen to also be my friends. And more importantly, they're guys we just like to have fun. Wherever we go, we just want to have fun. Like, it is cool that, you know, we're able to make a living doing this. Like, that's awesome. And it's like, yeah, that is one of the goals. But at the same time, it's like we want to have a good time, because I know people that are in this position that are able to make a living, doing comedy, whether it's just in podcasting or podcasting and stand up, and they're miserable just because they're just going through the motions, doing what they think they're supposed to do, and it's not, there's no payoff in that. Whereas a lot of us, you know, in Philly, like guys like me, Shaner, Butterly, Foster, all the guys that you mentioned, you know, we've been through the ringer. We've all worked regular jobs. You know, Foster still does. Foster still works full time. But it's like, at the same time, we recognize how special it is and how much of a gift it is to be able to like have these kind of experiences, and then also make money and have fun in the process, man.
Yeah, and that was the main draw. Like, we had friends of ours down in Jackson. They had shared Little Stinkers. They brought it up to Columbus to us, and so our little circle, we started listening. Then we started telling everybody, and I think that was the main takeaway. Like, you know, and I would hear Jake like, "I'm sorry, I had dad meet in my earphones." I was like, "What is he talking about?" And then found that podcast, and then. Like started going through all the guests that y'all had and finding their podcasts. And I mean, I think that really is the difference is you can tell that it's genuine and it's not, you're not phoning it in. Y'all are genuinely enjoying yourselves. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. It makes it a whole lot more fun to listen to. I mean, 'cause you know, like y'all say on Dad Meat all the time, it's like, it is, I think it is the working man's comedy podcast because I mean, that's when I listen to it.
And I'm with you, dude. I think, you know, whether it's with Dad Meat or Little Stinkers, I think if we wanted to try to start reaching out to people who were like massive names in comedy, you know, we probably could make that happen. But I don't know that I want to, because it's like I have on who I want to have on. And in some cases, it's people like, you know, for Dad Meat, you know, we've had, you know, guys that are big stars now, like Shane Gillis, who also happens to be a buddy, who's one of the coolest guys on the planet. And at the same time, we also have on regular guys. Like last week, we had our buddy Tubbs on, who's a plumber.
He's the
You know,
man.
He doesn't has no comedy aspirations, just so happens to be one of the funniest guys I know. He's just a real ass dude, and he's just fun to hang out with. And more than anything else, in anything we do, we just want to, we want to portray that, because I know in a lot of cases, if people are listening to any of our podcasts, it's because they're trying to pass the time doing something else. And, I want them, if they're consuming anything that I'm a part of, I want them to feel better when they're done with it than when they started, because if not, then, we're not doing what we should be doing.
Yeah, man. And like similar to like the Patreon goals that y'all have set up, like whether it's getting Jake back in the foam pit or like meeting up at the buffet, like that's like Porch Fest is Porch Talks like real life. Like if you want to come hang with all the people that I've had on the show, like Porch Fest is putting its best foot forward and getting these guys all one place. If you're a fan of the show, you're a fan of these guys, come do that. I mean, I think that's another great thing is like having these real life events where, hey man, if you want to come hang out, come hang out.
Yeah, man, and
So.
that's important to me, because I know there have been long stretches of time in my life where like I felt isolated from other people. And I want to make it as many people as possible feel included, even if it's just having something to look forward to. 'Cause I know in a lot of cases, like, you're going through a depressive bout, you feel like there's nothing to look forward to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At the very least, like, I like lining things up like that so that somebody can be like, okay, if there's one thing that I have to look forward to, it's this. I know I'm going to have a good time at this. And I don't want anything to feel transactional, because yeah, it's like we do have to make a living at shit. So there is, we do have to charge for a lot of the things we do. But at the same time, I want to make some things make as much as accessible as possible, where you can come chill with us, because I don't feel like it's us and them. I feel like it's our thing collectively. And if it's something like going to like the buffet together, or going to a pizza party in a foam pit, or late this summer, I'm going to have a barbecue in Philly, just, in appreciation of people buying my book. I want to have that, I want people to feel included, because it's due to like all these people that have, supported me, whether it's listening to the podcast or buying my book or coming to see me at shows. It's because of all these people that I'm able to have a life that I have now. And like, I really enjoy life now. I can't say that that was true a few years ago before I was doing all this shit. Like, there were plenty of times where like I would just wake up wishing I could get hit by a fucking bus that day.
Oh man.
But dude, I don't feel that way anymore. And I know that there are people out there who probably feel that way that I used to feel. And if I'm in a position now to help change that, I want to be a part of that. And I want to give people something fun to look forward to and make them feel as included as possible.
Right on, man. And I think y'all do a great job with that.
Thank you, dude.
It was just announced yesterday. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Congratulations, man. You're on Skank Fest again. Looks like a
Yeah, I can't
Philly, it
wait, man.
looks like a Philly takeover.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to see some more of the boys getting a shot. Rob Cruz will be there, Naeem Ali, Drew Montana, Ryan Foster, Shayner will be there again. Butterly's there, of course. And all this shit is more fun when more of our buddies are involved. And with everything, I just want, there's so many. It's like, do you remember the movie Field of Dreams?
Yes.
Like, there's one part where Ray Liotta, he's walking back into the corn, and then he turns around and he says, there are others. Like, that's how it feels like with Philly comedy. It's like anytime any of us get anything, it's like, you want to say, like, there's so many more like us that you would enjoy. Like, just if we can get them on, let's get them on, because I think the more that we do this shit, the more many of us realize that the rising tide raises all ships, man. It's not like my success doesn't equal anybody else's detriment and vice versa. It's if one of us gets on to any degree, it's like, okay, we're obligated to help the next guy up. And just, you know, I want to see everybody succeed.
And that is the same thing that I preach around here. Like whether it's interacting with Monson or other venues, just booking shows in Columbus or helping other bands that are in the same vein of music as my guys are, is, man, this is not about competition. This is cooperation. And how can we all come up, man? Cause I think we're all doing a great job of how do we get to the big stage together?
Yeah. And it's honestly, man, like this is, to me, this is the big stage. It's like last weekend at Porch Fest, like if everything was going so well that like it, you know, just because of what I've been accustomed to doing this, it felt like there had to have been like a string being pulled at some point, but it was like, there were no strings. It was just, no, this is cool. Yeah. You guys can do this. And it was like the entire weekend was the most fun we fucking had. And I remember saying to Drew, Naeem, and Rob, like, you know, it feels like, you know, like I feel like a dog that just got home from the vet. It's like, you're feeling everything. Yeah. It's like, all right, are there any threats here? Is anything going to go wrong? And it's like, oh shit, maybe I am okay. Because there were so many years where, you know, in comedy, and I'm sure it's the same in music, man, where it's like you're being taken advantage of and it comes from different directions. But occasionally, sometimes things just go your way. Mm-hmm. And it's like last weekend, man, you treated us better than we've ever been treated in all the shit that we've done, man. And it means the world to us. And just know that, you know, if there's anything we could ever do to support what you got going on, it's, you probably don't even have to ask, because it's like all four of us, we've been singing your praises. Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've spoken your name in the past week, man. And on top of that, too, it's just like not only because you were nice to us, but because you were so well prepared with everything. And the entire weekend was so well executed, man. And it speaks volumes to your ability and your drive and then your success in all you do, man.
Man, I was freaking out. Until I got to Memphis Airport and I saw y'all walk out, and like right when I saw y'all, I was like, okay, it's everything's gonna be fine. Because like on the drive up to Memphis, I was like, what about this? I'm trying to dot all the I's, cross the T's. Mark calls me on the way up there, man. How's it going? I was like, dude, I am freaking out. And then like it was like the ice just melted over, and it was like clear skies after that. And man, it seemed like Thursday was great. We went out to have supper. Then Friday, y'all got to tour MSU campus. We had lunch. Porch Fest kicks off. Y'all got to go to the Relentless MMA and roll with Jake. And then, man, it's every day. Just it seemed like it just got better and better. I felt the same way, Mike, because I felt it didn't feel real all weekend. I was like, something's got to give. Something horrific is about to happen. But it never came.
Yeah, man. And it's, you know, that's for me, like, that's something that, like, I got to kind of, you know, start acclimating myself to, like, this good stuff. And because historically, a big part of it has been my own thinking. But, like, there's also been, like, you know, reasons for me to feel like the other shoe is going to drop and it's not going to be good. But sometimes, like, shit just goes really well. Yeah. And last week at Porch Fest was one of those times, man. And it's like, bro, you broke the mold with putting that kind of stuff together, man.
Yeah, man. I told y'all practically all weekend. I had no idea what y'all's expectations were, and I mean, I told all my guys, I was like, we're going to put these guys up. We're going to treat them incredibly well because we want to work with these guys in the future. I want more of Philadelphia. So our goal is to send these guys home. And I mean, like you said, it's like, I want them talking about it in Philly because I want them back.
And bro, I cannot fucking wait to come back, man. And it's even if it's just to visit, like even if, you know, before another event, like even if it's just a visit, I want to like come and just hang out at Munson's, man, because I had a blast there. It was like in the outside area, chilling and talking to everybody was great. But then there was a time on a Friday night where I just went inside. I just sat on the couch and just enjoyed that space in there, and I was just by myself, and I was like, man, this is the coolest fucking shit in the world, man. Everybody's cool, and it's like, I don't drink, but they had non-alcoholic drinks, they had juice, they had all kinds of stuff. There was something for everybody there, And it was just such a neat experience. There was like people bringing dogs there. Dogs were chilling out. There was interesting people. Everybody I talked to was just, were just matter of factly mentioned that they were like the most interesting person that I ran into. You know, it was, it's just insane how people are just like, yeah, this is what I do. And it's like, all right, well, that's
the most Jesse.
Interesting person I met today. Jesse making knives, man. And it's like, he showed me the Instagram page. I was like, dog, you have to promote yourself, man, because these things are incredible. But there's so many people like that. And I think it's, you know, I feel like, you know, in most places you come across that, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, that's amped up a little bit more down in Columbus, man, because, you know, people are just so chill and just so, you know, this is what I do, man. And it's like, man, well, that's really fucking cool. And it's like, if, you know, if I was you, you wouldn't hear the end of it if I was doing that kind of shit.
Yeah. Same. I mean, he's so talented, man. We would load up in that Westphalia. And Monson does beard oils, balms, soaps. It's practically an apothecary before it was a pizza joint or craft beer joint. And I mean, and that was just us evolving. I've been working with Monson for over 5 years, and just like when COVID hit, man, we thought we were under, because our bread and butter was going to these festivals all over the South and selling our goods, and they were done. We were toast, and so like, that was Ryan's ingenuity. It's like, okay, how do we rise above this? And so like, me and Jesse used to take that Westphalia on the road, and like, he would bring those knives and he would sell those knives. And then like a month later, he's like, I'm going to quit. I just suck at it. And I was like, no, dude, you don't.
Yeah, man. It's nothing.
He's great.
It's like, he really is, man. And I think, you know, to me, like, that's one of the more like lasting like impressions I have of Porch Fest, is just not only people being kind to each other, but like, everybody's got something interesting to bring to the table, man. It's like literally everybody that I had a conversation with, there was something uniquely interesting about them. And it's like, the music was one thing. I'm bummed I didn't get to try the pizza. It looked terrific. I wish I'd tried the pizza. The pizza looked awesome. The beer looked awesome. The space was awesome. But on top of that, it's like, you know, strange, complete strangers. It's such an easy environment to just sit and have a conversation with somebody that you've never met before, man. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases too, it's like, I know Drew got to talk to some of the musicians there, and it was just, we were playing his music early.
Yeah.
We were playing early James's music, and it was like, this shit is insane, man. How did we just like sit in a yard and listen to this guy play, where like, this is something where he's somebody that I would pay $40 for a ticket to go see.
Yeah. He signed on Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys' label, EZI. And I've known James for years now, and he's helped me with projects like Porch Fest in the past. And that's one thing, our little saying about Porch Fest is, you never know who might show up.
Yeah.
And so like, I asked him about a month before, and I was like, I'm not going to put you on the lineup. I'm not going to tell a soul. Can you come play Friday or Saturday? Just show up. And when you show up, I'm going to put you behind whoever's on stage, get up there and play for 30 minutes, and you can hang around if you want or disappear. I think it would be funny either way you did it. And he ended up playing like an hour and a half that night.
Yeah, it was incredible, man. And it was, anybody that I heard that day, it was somebody that I would have paid to go see. And it's just nuts that like, you could get that just by coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Alabama, Mississippi is just so silly and with talent. And we had a couple guys from Tennessee. We had Katie Burkhart. She drove down from Kentucky to play it. And I think it's beginning to speak for itself. And man, I've been doing Porch Fest for 5 years, and it was so funny, like, hearing Butterly try to like place it in his mind what it is. Cause I mean, there's Porch Fest everywhere. And, but like, I think this is a truly unique one, and like hearing like Butterly try to figure out like, okay, what is it? And I was like, okay, that is another thing. We get to blow whatever you thought is out of the water with just how much talent we're going to bring to the table.
Yeah, man. And you knocked it out of the park, man. And it's, you know, if we're able to get like, you know, more of the Philly guys down there, I think like they would have a ton of fun, and everybody who got to watch us perform would have a ton of fun too, man.
I think that's the move, man. And so I'm going to go ahead and start figuring the venue and go ahead and start talking about where you're out. But Plus, I'm going to go ahead and start planning. I want to get it ready. Mike, I want you to, if there's anything you got going on, I know you got a book coming out later this summer. If you'd like to plug and talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so I've written three books. My last one was On Perks, which is basically like a collection of all the cringy posts that I put on Facebook while I was whacked on painkillers. I compiled them all together and I wrote like a present day analysis of what I was probably thinking. It's thoroughly embarrassing, and if you've ever posted cringy shit on the internet, you could probably relate to it. But I'm writing my current book, which is a novel, and it's a funny wigger crime novel. So if you grew up in a town that's rife with dirtballs who are always doing dirty shit just to try to get ahead, who never seem to have anything but always have a leg up on what the next big score might be, if you're into brain damaged people having sex, if you're into just any of the more fucked up aspects that come with living in a very dense place of living, I think this would be a cool story for you to read, man, because I'm having a lot of fun writing it. And I'm going to be wrapping it up next month, and then sometime in June I'll put it up for sale. It's going to be a print book, an audio book, and then an ebook version too, just like my last book. And yeah, I can't wait to put it out, man.
I wanted to ask of, and you can share as much as you'd like to, but all this is self-published. You don't have a publisher or anything?
Now, with the first two books I wrote, I didn't really have any options. It was just nobody offered to like publish it for me. So I was just like, all right, I guess I'll just figure it out as I go. And I did. And it's just, I just Googled everything. And with my last book, I had like one offer from a publisher, but I didn't think it was beneficial enough for me. So I did everything myself. And I'm glad I did, man, because one, I like doing everything on my own. I have full control over everything. And, I don't know. I just feel like, especially in creative projects, there could be quickly become too many cooks in the kitchen. And I just want things the way I want them. And by self-publishing, it's a lot of fucking work, but at the same time, I'll take on that work just because I want what I want. So.
And just for those listening, I highly recommend getting a physical copy of, I have a copy of On Perks. It's on the coffee table and it's fun when you, one of your buddies comes over. Oh man, what's that? I was like, just pop it open, pick any page and just read it. And just, you're gonna laugh. And so, but I highly recommend the audio version as well. I mean, my goodness, that was so much fun.
And I just want to tell people, look, like I write for people to read on the toilet. Like you're not going to come across high prose. Like this isn't something you're going to need to wear a turtleneck on and put like your oval glasses on to sit in a coffee shop cross-legged to read. These are the perfect books for you to read on the toilet, man.
Well, right on. Podcast or anything else coming up, shows, anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I do two podcasts. One is Dad Meat with Tim Butterly, who is the funniest dude in the world, and I do a true crime comedy podcast called Little Stinkers, where we like focus on the less fucked up aspects of serial killers, like with John Wayne Gacy managing a KFC or Jeffrey Dahmer working at a chocolate factory. That's more of the emphasis on the show. We get into the other stuff too, but that funny stuff is more the emphasis. But the last thing I want to promote. Go to the next Porch Fest. Like, if you haven't been to any before, go to Porch Fest. I can't rave enough about this, man. It's, you mentioned earlier about Skank Fest. Skank Fest is the highlight of my year every year. But I mean, Porch Fest is up there now too. Like Porch Fest, I cannot fucking wait to come back to Columbus, man, to just do it again.
Oh, great, man. Oh, speaking of little stinkers, man, I had a friend give me a signed John Rocker baseball. And it was around the time that y'all did an episode on John Rocker, and I just kind of sighed and I was like, that's Mike Rainey's ball. And
Dude,
so
everything kept getting better and better throughout the weekend. And then when you gave that to me on the first night of Porch Fest, I was like, all right, I don't know what to do right now. Like everything is so fucking good right now that, if I got hit by a fucking if a car came flying off of the road into the yard at Munson's and killed me, like I would have been all right.
Well, I mean, that
Because
was what the
everything had gone
possum was
right.
for, right?
Dude, oh my God. Yeah, unfortunately, I ran over a possum my first night in Columbus. And yeah, there's no better way to endear yourself to a community by killing their most revered animal, which I was able to do on Friday night. And yeah, I'm going to take that one to my grave, man, because I feel terrible. But we were able to save a turtle the next day from being run over by a truck with like 35 fucking wheels.
There's a redemptive arc to
Yeah,
everything.
there is, man.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for your time, man, and hopping on here with me.
Alan, you're the man. Thank you for being so cool with all this shit, but then also thank you for last weekend, and I'm glad we're friends now, man.
Yeah, man. You said you wanted a friend that's not in the comedy, so man, I got you back on
Hey,
that.
I found it, man.
All right, Mike, take care of yourself.
You're the man. Thank you, Alan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.